So we are launching a campaign. Actually, it's going to be one of the very historical moments during this historical election. It is the event is highly awaited. So people are coming all over from different places of the country, not only in Dar es Salaam, but people are coming from different places of the country to the capital to see what is going to happen. But some other people will be watching on live broadcasting, on live on television, and on listening to radios. We'll be broadcasting like four main big television stations in Tanzania, but also we'll be broadcasting four main radio stations in Tanzania.
Former Prime Minister Lowassa will be adored as the person to represent Chadema in the election, and other prominent former members of the CCM will be present as part of the campaign. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, sure. You know, the longest serving former Prime Minister from CCM, Mr. Frederick Sumaye, of course, he'll be there with some other big shots. Not necessarily from CCM, but some of them who have been able to take from CCM also will be there as we launch the campaign. But, you know, Chadema has been a very, very, very influential political party. You know, having a lot of hopes of carrying hopes of people on their shoulders as we are heading to this historic elections in Tanzania. So, including the big shots from CCM, we've been able to defect, but Chadema, as it stands on itself, it is a big brand which is going to make a big difference from tomorrow.
Talking about UKAWA, which is supposed to be the opposition alliance, you're supposed to have the same presidential candidate representing all opposition parties. How would you reconcile this, since Mr. Lowassa appears to lead the party for the presidential election?
Yeah, it is true. Chadema has been entrusted by the political parties which are forming the UKAWA coalition, which is a coalition for constitutional, as far as you mentioned. But we don't see anything like challenging UKAWA to move forward. We've been able to go in a big percentage to agree or to have a good consideration in terms of having one candidate. And you know, UKAWA is only formed by four many opposition parties, which is Chadema, CUF, NCC Mageuzi, and NLD. So far the big challenge was to have one which some people could not even believe that it would be possible, but it has been impossible, is to have one candidate for the presidential post. But that has been able to jump that big barrier. The last, we have a good reconciliation about to have one candidate in the parliamentary seats and to have one candidate in ward councillors for councillors. That's eventually, Mr. Edo will be leading the opposition, which is formed by four parties. And the last, and the constitutional level, we'll be having one candidate running for the parliamentary seats as well to the ward councillors.
From what we expect as your official presidential campaign or general campaign, how confident are you that Chadema could lead the opposition to wrestle power from the dominance of the CCM, which has been in power basically since 1961, since Tanzania gained independence from Britain?
Yeah, and this, I would wish to answer this question is, has laughter. If you could be here in Tanzania, and especially in big cities and in local levels, down the grassroots in the villages, you could see how Chadema has been able to make a very big difference in this kind of politics for the past 10 years. and you could even witness with your eyes how much CCM is losing influence to the people. And this actually was even commented by the former Prime Minister, the longest minister in CCM when he was defecting last weekend. He said, as time goes on, the opposition is gaining much more strength, but CCM is getting lower and lower, and becoming more weaker. I can tell you, CCM has lost in political influence. Not only political influence, but CCM has been able to lose legitimacy, political legitimacy, which is very much important in politics. To lose political legitimacy, that is. Meanwhile, CHADEMA has been able to gain political legitimacy to the Tanzanian people. That's why we are so much confident. This time around is going to be very much different. This election is going to be very much different, as you can see right now. It's the first time in the country we have neck-to-neck kind of election. It's going to be only about two parties. It's either CCM or CHADEMA. This is the very first time in the country. People are only talking about CHADEMA or CCM. CHADEMA or CCM. People are only talking about it is either a candidate of CCM or the candidates of CHADEMA, who is also representing UKAWA. But also you can even see this from the, you can have this kind of confidence from the words of the incumbent, the current president, who is also the chairman of the CCM, who repeatedly has been saying all the time CCM might lose this election. Repeatedly, openly, has been saying, be careful, we might lose this election. Not only the CCM chairperson, but also some stalwarts within the CCM has been saying openly, CCM might lose this election. For the first time in the country, we are witnessing CCM is not so much confident winning this election. They are also, you know, in a quarter between losing or winning. This is the first time in the country. That's why we are so much confident this time around this election is going to be about changes. For the first time, the disciplined party, which has been in the power for the past 50 years, you know, trying to lead the liberation of southern eastern countries, you know, from Mozambique to Zimbabwe to Angola to Zambia to South Africa to Namibia, this time around is going to face serious challenge and likely to lose this election. And for the first time, this country is going to be under different party. Which is CHADEMA.